Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. There's been a lot of, like, Rob, stuff about Rodgers and LaFleur and will it work and the audible stuff. Where I'm at is I don't want Rodgers to not be Rodgers, but also I want this scheme to have a shot because it's going to bring, like, misdirection and deception, and it's not going to be the same formation all the time, where with Mike McCarthy, you could just look at the formation and know what play they were going to run because they got so basic, especially towards the end. Where are you with how you think this is going to develop over the course of the season between LaFleur's scheme and Rodgers' 11 years of experience up to this point?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be, as much as anything, fire, wait and see, and good morning to both of you. We know it hit a point, obviously, with Mike McCarthy. They were at a point of no return. It could not work anymore. The marriage had ended, and you had to try something new. I think where Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst and the powers that be right now inside that organization were, and even our part, is that, you know, this coach and this scheme right now are above the quarterback, and they want to see it play out, and they want to see it succeed too. Rodgers has 3 years left on the contract. He could certainly play till he's 42, 44. We never know that. But there's going to be a lot of heat and a lot of pressure and a lot of internal, expectations of him to buy in, to be a good soldier. If there's things he doesn't like, he's got to toe the line much more than he did the last handful of years of the McCarthy administration, Bart. And really, Rodgers is at a point in his career, too. I think, guys, you know, when Rodgers is so aware of everything that's written or said or the anything social media-wise, I mean, he understands that he has taken a beating across the country and certainly here inside the state for the way he handled his side of the McCarthy marriage over the last number of years, guys. And I don't think he wants to move forward being labeled a coach killer more than once, which is the label I think he wears right now after the whole McCarthy thing ended, guys. My belief, Bart, is he will buy in, and you'll see kind of the fruits of the LaFleur system kind of come to fruition here within year one. There's always going to be points of contention as you move forward, so some of those things are hard to predict. But I would think he gets a good soldier, Aaron Rodgers, at least, Bart, in 2019.
Rob, you feel like he's feeling a little bit more pressure to be that good soldier? Because even yesterday, you know, he kind of shuts down that narrative of not wanting to be coach and also talks about watching other teams on the sidelines, like watching the 49ers scheme their way down the field. So, like, what do you think that says about the relationship of him and Mike McCarthy towards the end? Because I know Rodgers came out and kind of defended McCarthy after the firing, but looks like things were as bad as we thought.
Yeah, I mean, the most telling part of that, Ryan, was he never defended Mike McCarthy once. You know, over the last number of years, it's real easy to say you love the guy after he's out of the building and you know he's not coming back. So, you know, you can kind of take that for what it was worth, which wasn't a whole lot. But I do think he'll get the good soldier again, Ryan. He's entirely in tune and aware of what's said about him, and he knows, you know, he kind of knows every peep, even guys that comes from your radio station or my websites or what have you. I mean, he's that sensitive. He reads everything that's written, and guys, he has followed the McVay, the Shanahan stuff closely for a number of years. He has indicated that at various times in the last several years that he'd love an offense like that. He'd like some of those kind of plays, even dating back to the NFC Championship loss to Atlanta. Your games last year, like you guys were touching on with the 49ers and the Rams. He has watched a lot of this stuff unfold for years and kind of thought to himself, man, I'd love to see how our talent would play out in a system like that. Because his belief, honestly, was that things had gotten really stale. And a lot of people believe that things had gotten pretty stale under McCarthy. So I think he's going to be a little bit reinvigorated, guys. And I think you're going to see maybe a new enthusiasm level, not just from Rodgers guys, maybe from a lot of people inside that building. Now, whether or not the talent is good enough, whether or not Matt LaFleur can handle two-minute drills and situations and late-game stuff and how he coaches in year one, none of us know that. But I do think there's definitely a new energy level inside that building, and Rodgers is a big part of it.
Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, BobMcGinnFootball.com, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. I think that when I'm talking about Rodgers last year to what I think Rodgers can be this year, I do think that Rodgers can be the MVP. I think that he is still good enough as a quarterback, and a focused Rodgers is going to be different than the Rodgers we saw last year. And I've gotten, you know, it's the semantics game, because I say that Rodgers played poorly. Well, people get mad because, you know, this. I say he played bad. Yeah, people get mad because of this. I say that sometimes I tell Chuck he sandbagged McCarthy and sandbagged the season. It was clearly not the Aaron Rodgers that we have come to expect. So how would you describe the way that he played last year? If bad or poorly, if those words aren't going to cut it, how would you describe how he was in 2018?
Well, he definitely didn't play to Aaron Rodgers' standards. And that standard part, as we know, was the highest paid player in the National Football League, a contract and a price paid he had earned. And he didn't come close to playing to that level. I know that some people get caught up in some stats and say, well, he only had two interceptions, and he did throw 25 touchdowns. That's an all-time low for Rodgers when he's played a full season, Mark, as we know. The other thing, just numbers aside, when your most important employee is also becoming your most destructive employee, and it had become that with Rodgers and McCarthy, and I don't think you're off base, Mark, for saying he sandbagged McCarthy and was at the forefront of trying to get him removed and run out of town. I think that's more than fair. When you're ignoring as many plays as he did, when you're not throwing the ball to certain players you're supposed to throw the ball to, Aaron Rodgers had hit a point where he was an absolute destructive employee. He won't be that way this year. I really don't think he will, guys. But the way he played last year, Bart, was not good. His mechanics were flawed. He took too many sacks. He held the ball too long. He threw off his back foot far too often. He didn't take what defenses gave him. He was trying to hit home runs. The two interceptions is really a byproduct of the fact he didn't take a chance at any point in time for the most part through the season with throws that were there for him to take a chance on. It was not a very good season for Aaron Rodgers. I'm with you, Bart. I think he'll bounce back. The MVP might be tough. I think this football team's going to run the ball 45% of the time, Bart, and I think you're going to see Aaron Jones have 1,200 yards plus if he stays on the field, and if that's the case, Rodgers might not throw for 4,500 yards, which probably is the number you need these days to win the MVP and 40-plus touchdowns. But I do think he has a bounce-back season. I think he's probably in the top five for MVP. More than anything, though, Bart, they've got to find a way to win 11, 12, 13 football games for him to probably be in that MVP discussion, and that'll be the ultimate challenge.
And, Rob, I'm completely with you. I think he has a bounce-back season. I guess the biggest fear I would have was just, you know, week one with a knee injury, and then even week 17 in a meaningless game, Aaron Rodgers is concussed. And so I guess injuries are the biggest thing that scares me, especially in a new system. So when you head into camp and you have a backup quarterback competition of DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle, in your opinion, I know you haven't really seen a whole lot, with camp not even starting yet, but who do you think would be the better fit in this Matt LaFleur system as the backup quarterback? I usually laugh when we bring up backup quarterback because I'm like, with Aaron Rodgers, who the hell cares? But with the injuries, I just feel like it is something to pay attention to.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because you go to 13, he misses half a season with the collarbone, and they go 8-7-1, and it's borderline miraculous. They find a way to get to the playoffs. You go to 17, he misses half the season, and they were what, 7-9 that season. And you trace it back, guys, even to, even when he was Favre's backup, he had a couple of injuries. So Aaron Rodgers has been dinged. And he's going to turn 36 during the course of this season. He's not a young quarterback anymore. So I think it's extremely important, probably more so than ever, who that backup quarterback is. And I would be terrified if I was Matt LaFleur staring at these two guys in DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle coming coming into camp as my potential backups. And, you know, I watched Kaiser real close, guys, through the spring, and he does not look like an NFL quarterback at this point. Now, maybe that changes, but he was spraying balls all over the yard over there, guys, in Green Bay, simple checkdowns, short crossing passes, things like that. He couldn't complete them. He's still very scattershot. He's not an accurate guy. You know, questions have always come into play about exactly how much he loves the game and his intelligence level on the field. There's been a number of jokes that Khalil Mack was his favorite receiver last year. So, I mean, it was a rough year for Kaiser, guys. And, man, I don't think, you know, playing in his fourth system in 4 years is going to help him a whole lot. I'm real interested to see, you know, what they have in Boyle in the second year, guys. You know, whether or not he can take a jump, you know, from playing a lower collegiate level to being an NFL backup quarterback within a couple of years, guys. I mean, that's a pretty substantial jump. I have argued, and I will continue to argue, that at this point in time, at least, guys, unless someone sets the world on fire during training camp, Gutekunst will be, Gutekunst almost has to go out and get himself a veteran quarterback or get Matt LaFleur a veteran quarterback. Because right now, guys, if Rodgers gets hurt again, the season really is over.
Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Bob McGinn, Football.com. The Madden ratings came out this week, and I think the Packer that had the most sort of umbrage with them was Aaron Jones. There were like 25 running backs over Aaron Jones. Last year, I said that Aaron Jones should be used in an Alvin Kamara type role, you know, out of the backfield, bunch of catches, maybe pounded a little bit. I'm not saying he is Alvin Kamara. I just kind of want to see him in that role. Where are you when it comes to Aaron Jones, and is he good enough to be the feature back for the Green Bay Packers?
I think he's a Pro Bowl level running back right now, Barton, and all it takes is that one coach to believe in him and give him the ball. I mean, in 32 career games, I'll try not to bore you too much with numbers, Bart, but in 32 career games, he's only had 15 carries 5 times. I mean, Mike McCarthy just kind of ignored and forgot him at various times in football games and pounded away with Williams. I know he's been dinged. He's had a couple of knee things. And it's a huge if when it comes to Aaron Jones. But if he plays 13, 14, 15, 16 football games, Mark, I think he's in the Pro Bowl. I think he's got 1,200 yards and a dozen touchdowns. I think the guy's that good. You don't get 5.5 yards per carry in your first two seasons by accident. We've all watched how dynamic he is in the hole. He makes guys miss that 95% of running backs can't. He's taking his body fat, guys, from 11 to 5.5%. He's faster. Guys aren't going to chase him down this year, probably from behind. I think the guy's poised for a huge year, and he's paired with the absolute right head coach, who's run the ball about half the time in his last two stops versus Mike McCarthy, who ran the ball about a third of the time. So I'm a huge Aaron Jones guy, and I think it does a couple of things. Number one, it balances your offense. Number two, it extends the life of your quarterback. So I think LaFleur is smart enough to realize and understand that, and he's not going to let Rodgers get away with changing nearly as many run calls to passes this year.
Rob Reichel on Twitter at Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. Buy one of his books. Rob, appreciate it. We hope to talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Rob Reichel joining us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.